A potential strike goes off the rails. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A tentative agreement early this morning stopped a railroad worker walkout that could have happened tomorrow, halting shipments of a third of American freight. President Biden announced the deal in a statement.
An important win for our economy and the American people. It is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers who worked tirelessly through the pandemic to ensure that America's families and communities got deliveries of what have kept us going during these difficult years. But remember, experts estimate the freight shutdown could have cost the U.S. economy over $2 billion.
Well, that's Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassone. Passenger service could have also been affected. Amtrak had already canceled some long-distance trains, and commuter rail lines in several cities could have stopped. Two more buses of migrants that came to the U.S. illegally arrived this morning in Washington, D.C., this time at the Naval Observatory, Vice President Harris's home, sent from Texas by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's protesting Biden administration border policies.
We know from Governor Abbott's office there have been about 7,900 migrants on over 190 buses coming to D.C., more than 2,200 on more than 40 buses to New York, and of course about 5 buses to Chicago. These are not all single adults. A lot of families getting off of this bus.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The mayors of those cities have called Abbott immoral and inhumane. GOP Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has faced similar criticism. He sent 2 charter flights of migrants yesterday to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. The leaders of 2 U.S. adversaries are meeting today, Russia and China, for the first time since before the invasion of Ukraine. In the last couple of weeks, Ukraine's military has liberated 3,100 square miles of territory. There's now a 4-mile line in London to view the late Queen Elizabeth's coffin.
I've heard 3 sentiments repeated this week. We love the Queen. We do pomp and ceremony better than anyone else. And we're used to doing queues. We do queues well. Queues being lines, of course, in British English.
That's Fox's Amy Kellogg in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Identity theft shows no sign of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save 25% on their first year of protection with promo code BECK at LifeLock.com. LifeLock.com, promo code BECK.
If you're one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from high blood pressure, this is for you. New Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free and alcohol-free. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is also decongestant-free, unlike some ordinary cold medicines. So look for Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure? Medicine. Use as directed.
Hours before President Biden got involved in the negotiations that led to a tentative agreement to avert a railroad workers' strike, he was in Detroit checking out cars.
President Biden got behind the wheel of an electric Cadillac SUV at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.
I like it.
The president, a self-described car guy, says the vehicles displayed gave him reason to be optimistic about the U.S.
Now we're choosing to build a better America. An America that's confronting the climate crisis with America's workers leading the way.
Republicans have been critical of the climate priorities, arguing EVs remain out of reach for most Americans, and the administration is not doing enough to reduce the price of gas fueling most U.S. vehicles. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, the price at the pump continues the daily decline from June's record. AAA's national average for regular is just under $3.70 per gallon. That's $1.32, less than the all-time high, but still 51 cents more than we were paying a year ago. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly from the big gain, or the modest gains yesterday from the big sell-off on Tuesday. Now, this is all ahead of reports later this hour on retail sales and weekly unemployment claims. A new Fox poll out shows more people disapprove of President Biden than those who think he's doing a good job.
Just 38% say the Biden administration has competently managed the government. That's down 13 points in a year. And yet the poll finds 34% approve of his handling of the economy. While that is pretty low, it's up a few points compared to July. Still, specifically on inflation, the president's approval rating is at 29%, and his overall approval rating stands at 43%.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic. Fiona could hit Puerto Rico this weekend. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois providing nearly $3.5 million in grants to more than 40 communities in the state to spur economic recovery. Grants will reimburse local governments and economic development organizations for costs associated with developing or updating an economic recovery plan. Authorities confirming that a Clinton woman reported missing last month is safe. Juana Elorano Garcia was last seen August 21st at her Clinton home. Police later reported that she had left the area voluntarily without committing any criminal wrongdoing. Ludacris returning to Illinois next month. The rapper, actor, and Champaign native will perform October 15th at the State Farm Center as part of the University of Illinois homecoming festivities. Tickets go on sale to the public September 19th. Chris Ludacris Bridges has sold 24 million albums worldwide and has acted in numerous films, including the Fast and Furious franchise. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
That'll be cool. He was born here. I think he went to Atlanta like at 14 or so. So Chris Ludacris Bridges coming on October 15th and tickets on sale soon. We're ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey, joined by Greg Solier for the weather forecast. Hi, Greg.
Hello there, Diane. How are you?
We're good. Johnny also here. Well, just came over from the Philo Tavern coffee that he attends most mornings.
Things looking good. I think the rail strike's been settled. Things are starting to
look up. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So, Greg, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely, especially as we encroach harvest season. We need those lines up and going. That's a lot of good news, especially for folks in the agribusiness sector and side, and even with all these supply chain issues as well for everybody else. So, yeah, kind of a win-win for everybody for a change.
Right.
In any event, for a change, though, it's a morning that features, well, at least a cool start to the day type feel like we had a few days ago, but the September sun does wonders, and the atmosphere is warming and expanding, so we have lots of mid to late summer feel around here, along with a pickup on humidity, scant rain chances for folks who are trying to get that back 40 towards maturity or into harvest mode. Those rain chances early and late next week. Out the door this morning, 56 at Willard and Savoy, 54 Danville, 56 over at Rantoul. Now you go north up into Ford and Iroquois County. Yeah, they are in the 50s, but plenty of fog areas to contend with across northwest Indiana as well. On the I-65 run, dense fog advisories in that general direction till 9 this morning. Apart from that, mostly sunny skies, warm weather, 83 this afternoon, just the slightest of a southeast to south wind. Will bottom out tonight at 58. Sunshine for the day tomorrow. I think some cloudiness will preclude any widespread fog tonight. Maybe a little patchy fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warm, and 84. And here we go into a midsummer feel for the upcoming weekend. 86 on Saturday, as well as 88 to near 90 degree weather on Sunday. Monday, a weak cool front. Not much cooling behind it. Stray shower, thunderstorm chance. Still well into the 80s there. Then up to 87 to 90 degrees spread between Tuesday and Wednesday next week. A little more significant, but still mild cool front on the maps and charts late next week with a chance of rain and high temperatures still Thursday and Friday between 80 and 85 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right. Our weather forecast brought to you by Carl. As Carl reminds you to get that prostate checked. Is there cancer in your family tree? All things you need to discuss with your primary care physician. Learn more at carl.org. Johnny, been a good morning so far.
Well, I'll tell you, it's great to be here in central Illinois.
But you're taking off soon.
Yeah, we're going to head back down south to see if it's still there. No hurricanes around New Orleans this season.
Right, right.
This
I'm here
so,
so far,
far,
so good. Here
I
comes
shouldn't
Stevie.
Have said anything.
Exactly.
Stevie.
Hello.
You there?
Johnny.
Well,
yes, I. It's amazing. We're cruising, but I'm still talking. It's unbelievable. We have a great internet connection. But, oh, man, you asked what was in Krems, Austria yesterday, right?
I thought you were going to be there this morning.
We were there this morning, and little did I know that I didn't read my itinerary. We were jumping on and leaving at 11:15.
Okay.
One thing about these riverboats is you can walk on, sign in, and within 4 minutes, you're on the river. They left.
Yeah. Well.
It's like a cruise ship. They have to do all that stuff with a cruise ship. This one, you just simply leave. You left the port, and that's kind of how it goes. But no, it's just this gorgeous morning. Krems is a small town, about 24,000. They've been around tens of thousands of years. Tens of thousands. And and they have this monastery with 40 monks, and they service about 50 miles around. It's like Catholic priests that go all over the place to help parishes survive. They're doing that here with these monks, and they're from Benedictine, and they've been around 1,000 years, Johnny. The pew I was sitting in the church was 100 years older than America.
Well, this is an old country you're talking about.
It
goes way back.
Fun. Yeah, it really is. And right now we're passing this beautiful range of mini mountains, not huge, but just about. I'm trying to figure out how wide this is where we are right now. It's probably 2 football fields, 600 feet wide right now.
Huh.
And you got beautiful scenery. We passed this castle. I'd like to see Johnny build this, but castle's on the tippy top of the hill. I mean, like, not very many square feet, and somebody has a stone castle at the very tippy top. I mean, it looked like you come out the front door, you fall all the way down. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So it's pretty amazing, some of the things you see. And we just got finished with lunch, and we're playing a little euchre, so it's the middle of the day for us. But anyway, good morning. It is Thursday already. John Decker coming up at the bottom of the hour from Great Television. I got to talk more about this rail strike that got averted. Apparently, that was going to be not so good. Was that Amtrak? Was that the cargo stuff? I'm not even sure what the thing was. I was just hearing about a possible rail strike.
It was everything. And, they were wanting a little more time off. They had the money they wanted, but they're just wore out. And they've had a hard time with personnel like everybody else. But, that was a big deal. So let's give credit where credit due. They kept the train running. Really excellent. That's quite a surprise for everybody. They actually kept trains going. But that's a lot of equipment and produce and commodity on those lines. And we don't know.
Talk about your supply chain problems, right? Wow. I mean, good gosh.
Well, we'll get 15 to 30 or 40 trains through Philo every day.
Isn't that unbelievable? Diane, we know we hear the train whistle about every 30 minutes at least. It's coming through.
It says the unions deal with more than 50,000 engineers and conductors.
And
5 a.m. Eastern time is when they locked in after Marathon talks overnight. That was threatening to cripple the U.S. supply chain. So
that would have been really, really, really bad.
At the 20
hours of talks.
At this point in time, that would have been an absolute disaster.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Lord, we got through that. That's for sure. So we also have the stories of illegal immigrants being sent to Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being sent.
Yeah, 50.
Lori Lightfoot, probably the greatest mayor of Chicago ever, sent all of hers to the suburbs where they're Republican.
Oh, boy.
And so you have these hypocrites that say, we are a sanctuary city, and then we start sending a few buses and they freak out. 8,000 people, I think, have gone to Chicago while one illegal come in Texas every minute. So do the math on that one every day.
Yeah.
So they get a few bus loads and they're freaking out about it because it's like John Kerry riding around in his jet talking climate change, saying, well, I need my jet.
Well, there's no other options for a man like me.
But exactly right.
But, Steve, it's amazing how there really is a difference, and the mayor of Chicago might understand it, between theory and reality. And and I think that's what the governor of Texas and the governor of Florida are trying to demonstrate is, well, here's what we've got. Show us what to do. And of course she just sends them away, and so that's just pitiful.
It's again, my friend who sent me the word, it's absolutely right, and it's more right than I realized. Cacistocracy. If you look about some of our leaders, Johnny, let me just put it this way, to try and be as kind as I can. Some of our top leaders, some of the people that are really in charge of stuff, who would you pick to be on your Trivial Pursuit team?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't even want to be playing a game with them because they're going to cheat. So they'll probably use their iPhone or something or have a little thing in their ear. So I don't trust them, and they're not rational individuals. They would say it's not cheating because they're stopping me from winning, which
is the most important
thing.
Whatever it means to end that potential, yes, you're right. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable how unsmart I think a whole bunch of people we have leading are. Just not real smart. And they're more politically minded and not... I don't get if they're just lying or they just really don't have a lot of common sense. It's really shocking, some of the stuff I'm hearing, like the border secure. Kamala Harris, they even had illegals outside Kamala Harris's residence last night.
Well, they're actually, their new political strategy, they raided the former president's house. I thought it was a bad move. Biden gave some crazy speech. I thought that was a bad move. But now they've decided to simply announce that we've done it. We finally saved America. Everything's good. Inflation's down. Borders sealed. We're happy, happy, happy. Had a big celebration. Had James Taylor at the White House. They did it.
Wasn't there something called the Emperor's is wearing no clothes? I mean, the people at some point are waking up and they're going to say, this is nonsense.
Well,
they're spewing nonsense.
And that's what's amazing. And I think it's a level of arrogance, but also living inside a fairly small bubble, because they just don't get that it's not selling. And in fact, they're just making it worse. That's what's dawned on me. They've got this last desperate run to this midterm. And I think they've made it worse because they're panicked, or it isn't even an issue-based concern for me. It's the level of logic and reason that they're using. It's very frightening because these people shouldn't be running. If they were coaching football, they'd be 0 in however many games they play.
It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J on the Danube River, headed to Germany now from Austria. The Cardinals won. How about that? That was a really big win. Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright set the all-time record, the battery record, 325 as pitcher-catcher together, and they won the ball game, Diane. So 4-1 Cardinals, and there's still an 8-game lead in that Central.
I got some audio of that 325th start. Let's see. Hang on just a second.
Was that 25 or 26? 325.
325. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of time.
I need to turn this off.
Pitch and catch.
I'm sorry. I just have a technical thing I need to do here, and then we'll get this going. Because it was quite a moment at Busch Stadium.
Gazing into Yadi, gets the sign in the first pitch. A strike in with that pitch. Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright have set the all-time record. They have made the most starts as battery mates in the history of Major League Baseball, number 325. A number that will never be reached again. Start number 325.
Awesome. Wow. That's so cool.
So awesome. And good call playing that.
And
wow.
as soon as he caught the strike, Yadi rolled it off to, you know, authentication to put in the museum. Yeah. And then the umpire handed him a new ball. So good stuff happening there. And I've got your Redbird recap here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, they got together for career start number 325. That's the most in Major League history for any Major League battery. And then Adam Wainwright was the winning pitcher as the Cardinals beat Milwaukee 4-1.
So Wainwright wins, and Yadier Molina helps him out again. He got an RBI base hit early on off of Corbin Burns, one tough customer. And then it was Albert Pujols with an RBI late. And Nolan Arenado had homered early in the game. But all of the veteran Cardinal players made a huge impact in a game that the fans at the ballpark, another sellout at Busch Stadium, they were able to celebrate.
The Milwaukee Brewers had so much traffic, but Adam Wainwright left runners on base, making big pitches when he had to as he went the first five.
Wasn't his best stuff. It wasn't his best outing, but he got the job done. So did the Cardinals' bullpen behind him.
The Cardinals have an 8-game lead over Milwaukee with Cincinnati coming to town tonight. Miles Michaelis against Chase Anderson, and we're on the air at 5:50.
And now Greg's forecast here on ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida. Champaign, Van Amphis, Saturday. Another comfortable start to the day. A little on the damp side. And yes, some areas of fog to contend with. And dense fog advisories playing out north of the Champaign area, up along the I-57 corridor and into parts of northwest Indiana. Otherwise, late summer feel continues on around here right through early next week. Even with a bit of a weak cool front coming on by Monday, a stronger one on Tuesday. Temperatures well into the 80s, close to 90 degrees, perhaps in some spots over the weekend and into next week. week, too. And again, those rainfall chances for folks out and about with outdoor work and harvest in mind, scant at best. Otherwise, becoming mostly sunny. A couple of fog patches around early on this morning. Warm at 83, 58 tonight. Sunshine and warm for the day tomorrow and Saturday, too. And Sunday as well, with a partly cloudy sky there. Weekend high temperatures of 84 tomorrow. Saturday high of 86, 88 on Sunday.
Southwest Airlines says its business is holding up for coming months, even though it's facing higher costs. Southwest says the Labor Day holiday saw strong travel demands. It's expecting solid profits for the year. Leisure travel is topping pre-pandemic levels. Wall Street will be reacting today to the retail sales report for August. Railroad stocks are higher after the White House reported a tentative agreement to avoid a potential railway strike against Union Pacific, CSX, and Norfolk Southern. CSX also named seasoned executive Joseph Hendricks as its new president and CEO. He'll take over September 26th. CSX's current chief executive James Foote is retiring, but will continue to work with the company through the end of March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
You have the ideas, the tenacity, and the follow-through. Busey Bank's experts are here to help with the capital. With deep knowledge and trusted guidance, Busey will help you prepare a comprehensive financial business plan that boosts your livelihood and keeps your business successful for years to come. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
And PDR Automotive is our offer today, Stevie.
Woo, awesome. Well, people can go to GoStever.com and click, you know, accept. And then you get an email tonight if you're a winner. Right now we're going to do full vehicle check. Now you only use these once a year for PDR. You get this free once a year. You got to spread the wealth on this one. So if you've not ever been to PDR, you've not used this offer, get in there. It's a $100 value and they'll go through your entire vehicle and give you like five pages of information about what your vehicle may need in the future, may need now. And if you need anything now, I'll kick another $100 bill in there. And that'll go toward whatever you might need, whatever fix you might want to take care of. But PDR Automotive is in Urbana, John Marshall and his team. And again, it's a full vehicle inspection. I'll pay for that. I'll give you $100 toward it if you actually spend more on it. I'll be happy to do it just for you to get into PDR. Again, you have 7 days to make an appointment. Probably take you a week or two to get it in. And then you tell me what you thought of it with your survey. And that's all there is to it. This program where I give you my money and you keep it. So enjoy PDR Automotive. If you're looking for an automobile mechanic, I really like John Marshall. He's a good man, good team. All right, that's your Stever offer. We are live on the Danube River. I have no idea how it's working. I'm in the mountains, and I have an internet connection. I think I'm coming in pretty clear, aren't I, Diane?
You are.
Really good, Steve. Really good.
With the technology we have today. So I'm happy and honored to be with you on this Thursday. It is, you have to help me with that one, September
15th.
September 15th. Illinois football a week from tonight against Chattanooga.
The Illini are now 2-1. Hopefully we can get to 3-1. I think we go to Wisconsin after that. Didn't Wisconsin lose like Western Michigan or some
they
such
lost.
Team?
They lost. I forgot who beat them, but it was.
I think it was somebody they sure aren't proud of losing to, so nobody's proud of losing. But, man, that was a real surprise. So I don't know. I'm starting to think Illinois might be in play in a whole bunch of these football games this fall, which is pretty exciting to think about. So let's hope we can get to 6 and start that whole bowl run under Brett Bielema. Somebody I saw last night on the drive with Lontae and Derek Piper text in to say, you think Brett Bielema will go to Nebraska? Please, not yet. Let's just get this team
so
going, and then we'll
Washington
worry about.
State over yeah. Wisconsin, State. 17-14.
Okay, that's a Pac-10. That's not bad. I thought it was. That was Washington State over Wisconsin. Okay, not bad. Nebraska lost to whatever that was, Southern somebody. Oh
Georgia
my gosh.
Southern.
Georgia, oh, my gosh. Georgia.
Well, and why Frost was coach, I just don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, apparently, he's just a well-liked guy from Nebraska who played
well,
there.
Well, but he was he had come from Florida, and he was at a smaller university there and won every stinking game. I mean, he was crazy successful, and he's a former quarterback for Nebraska. He's a favorite son, like Jim Harbaugh coming home.
Right.
And it was he was 10 wins 1 year down there, and they were going nuts. And everybody in Nebraska, oh, got to get our guy.
I'm fully supportive of it the first year, then maybe one more, and then that's it, and then three more after that. And is this the fifth or sixth?
It was fifth, I believe.
I think it's fifth, yeah.
And he loses to Georgia Southern, and it's like, we give up. And,
yeah. Well, anyway, I think we're all excited that football's arrow is most certainly pointing up. But, Johnny, basketball. I mean, I saw somebody sent a clip and said, is this goaltending? And it was like I knew the player going in for the layup. But I had no idea the five guys flying around the basket.
Yeah.
So I don't. It's gonna be one of those. Well, who's that? Because we're not gonna know. Most of the team we will not know. Last year's Trent Frazier, Kofi. You had some familiarity. Now it's like I saw two basketball guys walking on Green Street. And you knew they're basketball guys. They didn't have to go. Nobody knew who they were.
Yeah.
They're just tall athletes.
Not yet.
So I think that's right. I think that it's going to be one of those teams you see that are 6'7 to 6'9 and can all run and shoot. So.
Well, after that, about that the third game, we'll probably have bobblehead. So we'll know them.
Exactly.
We'll get to know them pretty quick.
That's right. That's right. Well, we've got John Decker coming up. He's always fun to talk with. He has his own national TV now, Johnny, and I found him in a radio cubby at Fox News, baby, and wrote a theme for him. Come on.
Exactly.
So he's really good, and, you know, he is straight down the middle. I bait him all the time. He won't take the bait, but he is a guy you probably don't know who he votes for, but he's very factual. He has a show called Just the Facts on Great Television, which is available at Great TV's website. He's on 113 TV stations, 30 minutes on a weekend. And he tries to say just the facts. He only gets stuff out there that he can verify. So that's unique.
Well, that
used to be called journalism, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So I like John Decker. I've talked to him a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, good. Let's get a break and come back on the Danube River, leaving Austria. We really liked Austria. And that monastery today, the monks, we saw three of them walking around. They're 36 there, can house 40. They have 13,000 acres on the top of a mountain, and they grow all kinds of vineyards because they have to support themselves.
What's your next stop?
Passau, Germany. And then Regensburg, Germany, and then off to Prague, Czech Republic for a couple days, and home Wednesday.
All right.
But it's Thursday, and we're on ESPN 93.5. We'll take the break, Diane, and be back with John Decker in a few moments.
Sounds good. Talking the Illini made me think about the A&R Mechanical working with us to give away tickets, a parking pass, and a $55 gaff card to Circle K, as folks are texting in the word Illini to 217-359-2255 to get in the running for the game against Chattanooga coming up in a week on September 22nd. As we say, go Illini here on ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody, your favorite guard.
You know, Luke, you're the go-to guy when we need that corner three.
And I know Good Vibes is the go-to place when you want a great TV.
That's right, Luke. Our mission is to make your shows and games look and sound live.
Sounds simple, but you have to really put in the work to be good at anything.
You got that right. I can tell by your defense, hundreds of hours of serious practice are behind it.
I guess in 50 years, Good Vibes has a few hundred hours getting good at-home entertainment as well.
Lots of practice, a talented team, and the best equipment, like LG OLED TVs.
Same here. My teammates, the gym, and the coaches all make me and my game better.
But you have to want to be the best. That comes from inside and can't be taught. I think you, me, and LG have that in common. I can't wait to watch you on the court this fall.
Get in on the inaugural Westside Arts on September 17th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Purchase and pursue amazing local and regional arts showcasing a multitude of mediums. Presented by Champaign Park District and 40 North will bring artists and art lovers together for a free juried art festival. Brought to you by Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church and Fisher National Bank. For details on Westside Arts, visit champagneparks.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's an agreement announced to prevent a rail strike at midnight.
The White House is celebrating a tentative deal to avoid a major rail strike that threatened to crush the U.S. supply chain. A statement from the president reads in part, "The tentative agreement reached tonight is an important win for our economy and the American people."
Fox's Kevin Cork. The deal comes with better pay and working conditions. There's a 4-mile, 35-hour-long line to see Queen Elizabeth's casket in London.
The coffin will be guarded around the clock until it's taken to Westminster Abbey for her funeral, which is set for Monday. Following that, it will be taken on a final procession, ending at St. George's Chapel, where she will be laid to rest near her husband, Prince Philip.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The family that owns the Patagonia Outdoor Clothing Company has donated it to a trust set up to donate all profits to fight climate change and protect undeveloped land, about $100 million a year. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign man charged with the murder of his daughter. Latoya Gwynn died after she was found shot July 14th in the 400 block of East Beardsley Avenue. Police say they found the victim got into a domestic dispute with her father, Raymond Gwynn Sr. Gwynn Carpetman will spend time behind bars for taking part in the January 6th Capitol riot last year. Jeremiah Carollo was in D.C. that day with his younger brother and their cousin. Officials say video shows Carollo near the front of the mob breaking through a police line of the Capitol steps. Carollo was sentenced to 21 days in jail. A search underway for a woman who went missing in Decatur. Police say Dawn Varvo was last seen voluntarily leaving her home during the morning hours of September 9. She recently shaved her head. No foul play is suspected. Police and fire are investigating. Anyone with information on this case, you're asked to contact local authorities. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us. To explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service, very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Maine. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana or visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Another season, another reason to update your home for fall at Prairie Gardens. There are fall blooms for every room with 50% off all silk stems, branches, and berries. And new fall placemats, napkins, and more, just $1.97. You'll fall in love with irresistible candles and scents. Large 15-ounce candle jars, just $6.97. Plus, haunt your home with Halloween collections full of spooktacular finds and savings. Prairie Gardens, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Well, that must mean there's no John Decker?
That's right. Well, maybe he was up
what
all
the
night
world?
With the rail negotiation. But
yeah, be that. And let me just say this. I've known him for years. That's never happened.
I was a little worried.
He would. Well, I'm kind of worried now because he would always text me. And that's odd. And I don't, maybe I missed something on the trip. Maybe he sent me something, but I don't think so. Well, anyway, I'm live from the Danube River. I'm just astounded. I'm coming up on the left.
Uh-oh. Of course.
did we just lose Stevie J on the Danube River? I think.
John, it could be one of these days.
Okay. Well, no John Decker, and now Stevie's dropped off. He's coming up on something, but I don't know what that was.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about was this railroad strike, and I know they were mentioning it across the street there at your coffee where union and management reach a tentative deal early this morning on the freight railroad strike that had threatened to cripple the United States supply chains, plus push prices higher for many goods. I wonder what it was that pushed them over the edge to make the negotiations happen after 20 hours.
Well, I mean, you know, you go through each point and finally somebody gives a little bit and mm-hmm. then everybody's like, yeah, we really can't do this. I mean, think about sitting at the crossing and watching a 1 mile long freight train. How much commodity and supplies is that representing?
It's, well, and it amazing. Really touches us in the Midwest, of course. You know, rail and barges are how we move grain.
Well, it's not just, it's everywhere. It goes everywhere.
Where was
Stevie,
I? I'm
what
sorry.
Did you do?
There
sorry.
You go.
I am going now back to where I was because that worked better.
Okay.
So I'm going to move around the ship here. So,
okay.
So what was I was in the middle of, I thought, just in exciting thought, but of course I can't
you
remember
were coming
where I was,
up
I was
on,
talking.
You were coming up on something at the Danube River, but we didn't know.
Castle. It's
okay.
A castle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's, and I'm going, you know, you got to go anywhere, go Mexico, go Canada, and understand that, I guess, as a putting it in a human term, we're kind of in toddler clothes. I mean,
when it comes to our country, that's right. People have asked Stevie about being shipped because the river was at low levels and happened to jump on a bus. Is that a thing then, or
not on our trip? Not now.
Okay.
I heard the same things, and what Viking will do is they'll tell you probably about 14 days before you leave that something's coming up. I heard the Rhine might have lower levels. The Danube appears to be fine. I saw some dredging where they're trying to essentially, what, Johnny, make it a little deeper.
They just dig the river bottom out mm-hmm. so it's deep enough to pass.
But the guy, Joey, who you're going to hear from at some point, the program director here, he said we need 1 foot. How's that possible? On a 420-foot riverboat, I only need a foot.
Well, that's possible if it's a pretty wide, flat bottom
uh-huh.
end. And it's not very heavy, so that's all
but
it is.
But you know what the average depth here in the Danube is? How about 7 feet?
Okay.
No, so you can see where a lack of rain could cause some real concern,
mm-hmm.
but I think one of the stories goes where they did hit bottom at 3 a.m. somewhere, sometime, might have been years ago. But you know how we do it in snowstorms? Go reverse, forward, reverse, forward. I think that's what the guy did, and he had to turn off all the air conditioners because it was sucking in the rocks in their system.
and the thing plowed through and got out. Nobody even knew it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't now, that wasn't on this trip, but certainly dealing with low river levels. But right, what they'll do, it, you know, because it does come up from time to time in river boating, you'll have to stop at a port. You know it's too darn low, you're going to get stuck. Get everybody off of their luggage, go down the river with the bus, get on the exact same type of ship, same floor plan, same room assignment, same everything. You just, and they'll move all your luggage for you. You pack it, but they'll move it back to your new stateroom. You got to unpack again. And generally, it doesn't happen more than once a trip. It's possible doing it two times, but fortunately, we haven't had that, and nobody's said we are. We only got two more days here anyway. So yeah, the low river levels can be a concern on river cruises, but the advantage is there's no motion.
No, I mean, that's just what no I motion. Like. That's what I'm talking about.
You, Johnny, you'd like this thing because it is so chill. It is so laid back. There's 140 people on this vessel, 140. They got 50 crew. You get, you know, the food is delicious. It's, you walk off, you walk on. Very little security from the standpoint of, you know, how long it takes you to go through. You know, it's just very simple. Sometimes they'll tie up four river boats at a time. So when you walk in, you have to be aware that even though they look the same, that's not your ship. So you got to keep walking to your ship. So they kind of have a pathway through all the windows. So you got to make sure that, is that, because I think it was when we were on the Rhine River, I went down to my room, but it was the wrong ship.
Well, we have a caller, Steve. So
yes,
just...
we do. And it's
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Go ahead.
Well, I go ahead and cancel the call I just made. I just made a call to the Secret Service. I was really concerned. I didn't know. I said that John Decker has never briefed me that he wasn't going to be around at the point of time. But John, I'm looking out of the Viking riverboat on the Danube River passing another castle. That's where we are right now. So, issue one, Gray Television's host of Just the Facts, Gray Television's White House correspondent, Gray Television's superstar. Issue one, there's no rail strike. That's huge.
Yeah, well, that's a big deal. That's a big deal for our country. We won't have to deal with all of those supply chain issues. That's huge. And also for those passengers who use Amtrak for long-distance travel, that's good news for them, too. So, yeah, this announced just within the past few hours.
No, we didn't want a rail strike right now. This is Brother Johnny. I'm kind of holding the fort down.
Hey, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
We've been able to stay in touch with Stevie, so... we're in good shape here, Philo, Illinois, which is the radio capital of the world.
Yeah, so. I don't know, John. We moved.
You are right about that.
hey, we have one radio station for every 350 people, the most capita per radio in the world. So we feel good about that. Uh-huh. Really feel good. So John, we've got so many things on the docket. I mean, with the illegals going to Martha's Vineyard, Lori Lightfoot, the great mayor of Chicago, sending them out to the Republican suburbs. So where are we with that as an issue for November?
Well, it's an issue. It's an issue. You know, you were enjoying yourself on the Danube this week, but Lindsey Graham, the timing of what he announced this week wasn't very good for Republicans. That is new legislation that he is proposing that would prohibit abortions nationally after 15 weeks. That took Republicans off their messaging, and that's the reason why they're not pleased with him these days, because of that unnecessary, you can call it unforced error in terms of the timing of his legislation.
Well, I don't know, John, because I've seen more unforced errors with these current leaders we've got. And the latest one was celebrating the end of inflation when we announced we actually had a higher inflation rate and the stock market was crashing in the background. It was
That's bad timing, too. But remember, Lindsey Graham made his announcement on a day in which Republicans could have just talked all day and all night about the bad timing of that event at the White House. And instead, people were focused on this big announcement coming from Lindsey Graham in regards to an issue that most Republicans felt was already decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. States will decide the issue of abortion. And then Lindsey Graham steps up and says, no, I think we ought to have some federal legislation as it relates to this particular divisive issue. And so, yeah, it was an opportunity to certainly point the absurdity of that event at the White House. But it was a day in which Lindsey Graham said, you know what, pay attention to me, and that's exactly what happened.
Right.
Well, then you've got Karine Jean-Pierre. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just not impressed with her at all, talking about how secure the border is and how much better a job Joe Biden's done than Donald Trump. And I'm going, that's just simply not true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can say that with a straight face, but that's what press secretaries are often forced to do, is to, you know, speak things that the facts tell us otherwise. And that's one of those instances. You know, I traveled with President Biden, Stevie, on Monday of this week, and I traveled from D.C. to Boston, spent a full day there. Aboard Air Force One, I had an opportunity to ask Karine Jean-Pierre a few questions, and I think I sent you one of those questions. And one of those questions was this. I said, President Biden will one day be former President Biden after one term or two terms. Does he believe that a former president should have the right to executive privilege? And she was not biting on that, but to me it's a relevant issue, one that doesn't get asked of her, if ever, in the White House press briefing room, and I had an opportunity to ask her that question aboard Air Force One.
Well, again, you're asking these questions, and there are not a whole lot of people. Peter Ducey, maybe at Fox, John Decker at Gray. I'm sorry, John, it just, there's nobody asking really challenging questions anymore. It didn't used to be like that.
Well, it didn't. You know, I think that for certain reporters, and I can't speak that it's for everybody, but for certain reporters, they don't want to rock the boat. They want to be liked by everybody. And, I guess I'm like human, right? I'm human. I think it would be great to be liked by everybody. But sometimes that's not the case. You know what? If you're doing your job right, people respect you. And I think that that has been the case in terms of my career for both Republicans and Democrats who occupy the White House. And I'm not afraid of, you know, asking the tough questions. I asked tough questions during the Trump years, and of course, during the Biden years, the Obama years. That's your job, and that's what you should be doing on a regular basis.
Well, I know we have these day-to-day events and stories, and, you know, there's distractions here and there. But, John, I'm telling you, if Coach Biden was coming up on the end of his second season in the NFL, I think he'd be 0-31. And that kind of overrides just about all the little white noise you're hearing, because, yeah, they've had a play or two here and there, and yeah, you got the other team fumbling like Lindsey, but it's really been a poor track record, and I think they're in trouble in the midterms. And I know Stevie and I wanted to hear what you think at this point.
Well, at this point, I don't see anything different from what I've said before. And you remember, I was probably the first person on your radar that talked about the Senate and how I thought that the Senate will likely remain in control of Democrats. I don't see anything changing in that regard. I just interviewed a few minutes ago Senator Rick Scott from Florida, who's the head of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. He's very optimistic, but I think that's his job, is to be optimistic. I'm also a realist. And, you know, I mean, I look at what's happening in Pennsylvania, and I point this out to Senator Scott. Dr. Oz has never seen a poll. I've never seen a poll, and Rick Scott has never seen a poll in which Dr. Oz is leading his Democratic challenger. And so that's problematic, because that's a pickup opportunity for Democrats in this midterm election. And that could be the difference maker in terms of who controls the Senate after the midterm.
Yeah, and I've been saying the same thing, that I think the Democrats may hold the Senate. But on the other hand, the polls, I have to flag the poll from Google that had Liz Cheney winning by 10 over.
Oh, I never saw that poll.
Well, they had it out there. I looked it on, and they said she was winning. I saw it on Google, and it may not.
Oh, if you saw it on Google, it must be true.
Yeah. And so, no, I'm just saying that's my level of credibility with these polls. So,
yeah.
And they're usually, if it's within 2 or 3 points for the Republicans, either way, the Republicans usually come out pretty well. And do remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It could swing, but I'm with you. The Democrats are in the hunt for the Senate, but I think the House...
For the Senate, yeah. And the House, I think that the odds are certainly I would give Republicans a 70% chance of flipping the U.S. House of Representatives. That's pretty big in terms of the number, and that's difficult to turn around with less than 60 days to go. So that's what we might be looking at, you know, Republicans controlling the House, Democrats controlling the Senate, and that's a big deal as far as Democrats might be concerned in terms of, you know, getting some of Biden's picks confirmed by the U.S. Senate, if indeed Democrats hold on to the Senate, thinking about judicial picks, possibly the Supreme Court. That's why it's a very big deal in terms of what happens in the midterm elections.
Okay, John Decker, a couple more questions. We'll let you go because obviously you're working on your TV show. Your life's changed a little bit. Got more work to do and more great people to talk to, like Senator Scott. So that's a really, really good. So November is coming up, so we're all going to be watching all that. Then after that, if the Republicans do get the House, then things are going to be pretty much stalemate for a couple of years. But it'll be a couple of months before we start getting some presidential candidates on the
You're
side
right.
of the Republicans. Nobody moves without Donald Trump. Joe Biden is not going to run again, John. There is no chance of this happening, is there?
I don't know. He says he's committed to running again for another four-year term, but I remind people all the time, he is 79 years old, and running again means that he's not getting any younger, and that's something you have to consider. Donald Trump, similarly, he's not a young guy. He may, you know, certainly act it sometimes, but he's in his late 70s, so you have to also factor in that in terms of what he decides to do. And does he freeze the field? That's essentially your question to me. I don't think so. I think that you'll see some Republicans announce they're going to form an exploratory committee to run for president, even without knowing what Donald Trump's going to do in 2024.
Well, you've been saying you're not sure he'll run, and I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, I still think there's a chance. I think the last few weeks we've seen with the Democrats should encourage him to maybe I can win, but he might be playing what do you think about this strategy of rope-a-dope? He just keeps drawing all the attention, then if he backs out of the way, I don't think they'll have any ammo left for anybody else, and the Republicans would win it.
Well, I think he's look, if he decides he's not running, which is what I think he will decide to do, he is the ultimate kingmaker. Think
right.
about it. Whoever he endorses will be the nominee for the Republican Party. And that's why I think, you know, you see very little criticism of Donald Trump, knowing the power that he wields in terms of being a kingmaker for 2024 if he decides he's not going to run.
And I got to tell you, you're right. Ultimate's right. And that includes you, John. He may say, I'd like John Decker to be president. You got it. So
that's a good one. I love my job. No, thank you. It's all good when I have. I appreciate it.
Well,
that's nice.
Well, there so many things, and we touched on the illegal immigration, but we're also, of course, crime is going nuts. Inflation's going nuts. Stock market freaked everybody out. 1,300-point drop a couple of days ago. A lot of work to do for this administration to gain any traction, I think, for November 8. But you had said, and I want to remind people, you don't think Kevin McCarthy would be the speaker if the Republicans gain control. And you've said you don't. And again, if Steve Scalise jumps in there because Trump drops Kevin McCarthy off at the door, that's a big prediction that nobody thinks will come true except you.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, I love to go out on a limb, you know, and make predictions. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. I'm usually right, but we'll see what happens. That's a big prediction.
Well, and I'll tell you, Steve would be a great speaker, and I know him fairly well from down. I'm living in New Orleans, so I know Steve pretty well, and he would be a great speaker of the House.
Well, that's great.
He also knows Senator John Kennedy, who once said, Nancy Pelosi must be taking Tide Pods.
Well, yesterday he said that after he saw the celebration at the White House, he says, they're trying to drink themselves sober. So he's got
too
some
good. Wine. Well, John, I appreciate you jumping on. Tell me about Just the Facts.
Yeah, I got to do that really quickly because I got to jump on another call. Just the Facts, it's our weekly public affairs show. It's our Meet the Press, our Face the Nation. We just had our first episode last week. You can watch it online. on Sunday. I sent you a link, and I'll do the same thing again this week with the link for this week's show featuring an interview with Rick Scott. Just completed it. It was a great interview, and look forward to sharing it with you. But I need to go, Stevie. Enjoy the rest of your trip, and we'll speak next week.
Thanks, John.
All right, John.
You got John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, joining us on the radio every Thursday. Good guy. I mean, can that happen? Can Kevin McCarthy, who's a presumptive speaker, even though the Republicans haven't won it yet, would they really move to Steve Scalise? And you said he's a great guy, huh?
Well, he's second, really. He was the minority whip and majority whip, meaning kind of number two man. But it could. I don't know, Steve. That's over my head when you're talking in the Beltway, inter-party drama in politics. I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It'd be nuts. Well, there goes an hour. We're live on the Danube River. I'm in Austria moving toward Germany, and I just had a look at the map. I need a geography lesson, man. I can't believe how close these countries are together. I just hadn't studied Europe. But holy moly, I mean, we were just in Budapest, it's the proper way to say it, Hungary. And I don't know if I realize Hungary borders Ukraine, even though we're thousands of miles from any, you know, bombing and shootings and things like that. And by the way, Russia's not doing so well.
Yeah,
I mean, Ukraine's getting some
regained
victories.
Some territories.
No,
I mean, they said China and Russia want to have a new world order, but China is worried because Russia's not doing well and might change the whole. I don't know, Johnny. There's a lot going on in geopolitics, that's for sure.
Well, and I don't think, like many do, that Putin was out to expand territory. He was just out to stop Ukraine from becoming a Western democracy or a NATO ally, and I think he's done that. He might feel like, well, if this hadn't gone well, and I've done what I want to do, which is wreck the country.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And so I'm not sure that maybe he didn't do what he wanted. He's got Europe groveling, and now he's talking to Xi Jinping today. So things aren't as bad for Putin as everybody may think they are, but they probably are as bad for us as we think they are.
Mm, yeah,
and I
just hope
they're not. Maybe we're taking a little bit of a pessimistic view, but wow, I don't know. We gotta change the course we're going in.
Listen, I appreciate your help and everything, standing by for the next hour. We're cruising, and I've got a good internet, so what the heck? We'll keep it going. Diane's got some great guests coming up. I'll kind of chime in a little on Mercy's Refuge and a few other things they've got.
Oh, I rescheduled that for Wednesday.
Oh, for when I'm gone. Very good.
Exactly.
I'll read my program notes next time,
all
maybe.
Good.
But all good. All right, so super. Lots more to discuss in the next hour. Glad you're listening. We'll break for the news, weather, and sports all coming up on ESPN 93.5 live on the Danube on the Viking River Cruise.
Nice.
I'm Stevie J. Be right back.
Yeah, beautiful morning. We're going to check our forecast here, and it's brought to you by the Urbana Park District. And they remind you, on Sunday mornings, their bird walks are back at the Anita Purvis Nature Center, starting at 7:30, going through 9, as you hike through Busey Woods and identify some birds. Birding is the latest thing. Learn more at urbanaparks.org. Here's Greg Soulier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for eastern Florida. Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday, another comfortable start to the day, a little on the damp side. And yes, some areas of fog to contend with, and dense fog advisory is playing out north of the Champaign area, up along the I-57 corridor and into parts of northwest Indiana. Otherwise, late summer feel continues on around here right through early next week, even with a bit of a weak cool front coming on by Monday, a stronger one on Tuesday. Temperatures well into the 80s, close to 90 degrees, perhaps in some spots over the weekend and into next week too. And again, those rainfall chances for folks out and about with outdoor work and harvest in mind, scant at best. And otherwise, becoming mostly sunny. A couple of fog patches around early on this morning. Warm at 83, 58 tonight. Sunshine and warm for the day tomorrow and Saturday too, and Sunday as well, with a partly cloudy sky there. Weekend high temperatures of 84 tomorrow. Saturday high up to 86, 88 on Sunday. Could be a stray shower thunderstorm Monday and again Thursday next week. Otherwise, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana.
They make you their number one priority.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana,